We didn't arrive at this new logo by virtue of an impulsive or casual decision. The feedback we received from many of our fans who expressed interest in a Jaguar that was a bit more authentic, lifelike, and fiercer. As you can see by its characteristics, our new Jaguar delivers in that regard while retaining the teal accents that have been a signature of the Jaguars brand.
This is Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna, with the voice of the Jaguars, Brian Sexton, color analyst Jeff Lagerman, Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher, and Tony Boselli.
Now that's a cool cat.
Jaguars This Week is brought to you by Ticket Exchange and by Everbank.
Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna.
Jaguars This Week begins right now.
All right, here we go. An hour of Jaguars conversation with you, Brian Sexton, along with Jeff Lagerman, Tony Boselli, John Osher from Jaguars.com is here, and already Joe is sucking up to you, Boselli.
I think he did an excellent job. Well done, Joe. Well done.
All right, so here we go. The phone number 355-NFL 1-800.
That was blatant suck up.
There's no doubt.
Yeah.
Hey.
Here's what I was surprised. You
jealousy
didn't,
will
you didn't
get
laugh
you nowhere.
Your eyes. I thought maybe you missed it there.
Jealousy
I
will
just think
get
it was
guys
misplaced.
Nowhere.
Why suck up to Boselli?
Do we
get out of the hall?
Do we need to give you a tutorial?
Italian.
I see.
It's a family thing. Omerta, right?
Joe.
Yeah, see, I'll let you say it. All right, so Jaguars coming off of a huge news day for them yesterday. And I was talking with a writer who's been around the league a long time, and he said what I was thinking, and that is he's never seen anything like that. He's never seen a team pull back the curtain like they did yesterday, and not just the logo, but the idea about what they want to do with the scoreboard, what they're doing with the ticketing, you know, where they're going with London, but just to be so completely transparent as they were.
Transparent's the right word.
I'm going to tell you, you know, they created a buzz in this city coming off of a 2-14 season that has people excited. And in February, after a 2-14 season, that is a monumental feat.
Well, and I
very
think
well done. Yesterday.
I thought it was one of the better press conferences for what they were doing and how they got people excited. And even more importantly, took a very sensitive issue. Raising ticket prices
yes.
in today's economy after being 2-14 and laid it out in a manner that made it palatable where you sat there and it's not going to be where you have to choke it down and you're going to have this outcry because it made perfect sense. They laid it out. They showed the revenue model. They showed why they're doing it, how they're doing it, and what the future holds. I thought it was genius explaining London and how that revenue will help the local revenue and all the things that Mark Lamping did and the way it was delivered, encompassed and, you know, surrounded by the entire logo presentation. I thought you left there yesterday as a Jaguar fan and all of us a part of this franchise as being very excited for the future and excited of where the franchise is going.
Well, I thought it was important the way it was said, too. Sometimes when you say something that was said yesterday, it can be perceived as a threat. In no way was it presented that way. It was perceived as very much, this is what we need to do. This is why we're doing it. And it made you feel like everybody's a part of it.
Well, to the contrary. I mean, yesterday the Jaguars stood up, and the very first thing they said was, we have taken our identity and we have ingrained it with the military. That is Jacksonville's identity. That is now our identity. That whole beginning said, we're staying, put those fears to rest. And then they did come back around, and I caught it too, John, and that was financial underpinnings of the franchise.
Viability.
Financial viability. Right. And that in the past may have been perceived as a hammer that you were hitting someone over the head with, you know, the local revenue, the scoreboards, the whole nine yards. But they did it in such a logical, reasonable way. At the same time, they said, man, our identity is your identity. Mm-hmm. We're here. That was extremely well orchestrated.
It was simply telling the truth.
Yes.
I was impressed by all of it. I mean, and the thing that I was impressed with most by was that this was almost a rally for the city of Jacksonville. The here is what we are, and we're proud of it.
Yes,
and we're grabbing a hold of it, and we're going to take it and move forward. That, to me, that's it was a you know, and all the concepts that they brought out, and verbatim, what are they? Do we remember exactly what they were? Proud,
bold, committed,
stand united.
I mean, I thought that was. I mean, we talk about put it right down the chute for what this city needs. I mean, that was perfect.
And I think what it did, and all the things we're saying, is it gave you confidence, and Mark said it, that this was not just something was thrown together that wasn't well thought, but this is an organization led by Shad Khan, Mark Lamping on the business side, and we'll talk about the football side, obviously, throughout the show with Gus and Dave, but it's led by a group of people that have a vision for where they want to go and have thought out the plan of how to get there to make this one of the most successful franchises in all of professional sports. And I thought it was very well done, and I thought how they tied in London and, again, reinforcing why we're going there and that this is not just to take one game out of the market to lessen some financial load, which everyone thought was the reason. But this is about the bigger picture, how we're going to have salespeople over there, how we're going to go over there. We're going to market this in London and bring it back here. And then the logo presentation. I know I went home last night, and one of the – my 13-year-old son thought that Army logo –
that was
coolest thing. Cool.
Yes. Because how many years has this football team organization been fighting Jags? Like Jags was a bad word.
I used to hear about it when I would use the word Jags on Sunday afternoon. Someone would go, "Hey, we don't use Jags. We're Jaguars."
I heard it more than once working for the paper. I mean, it was said by people within the organization that not what they wanted to hear.
And I'm glad that they embraced it, and I'm glad that they came up with a logo that tied it into a military style. I mean,
great.
It was awesome.
I thought Mark, off to the side after he got done, we were talking to him, and he made the point. He said, "London makes us stronger in Jacksonville." Or
it does.
That's paraphrasing it. But I thought that summed up a lot of London that I think before yesterday a lot of people – were either fighting or didn't grasp or hadn't been enunciated enough. Or
well, I don't know if people understand what they're doing in London. And
right.
It used to be that when a team decided they would play the game in London, then the NFL wrote you a check for your average gate. Philadelphia, New England, Tampa, we write you the check. The Jags are taking on more of the risk. I mean, because Khan is such a businessman and because he brought in Mark Lamping, who helped build that stadium, they're taking on more of the risk in putting salespeople over there and being more aggressive. So they could theoretically take home double their gate. In other words, get the revenue of another home game without actually having to play
44% more.
Yeah,
with that game in London.
Yeah. But not only that, but
that's a bold move.
It's a bold move
to take on that risk.
It's not even talking about the sponsorship dollars that they will capture, because this is going to be the first team in the NFL that has embraced going overseas, make the multi-year commitment, and say we are going to build our sponsorship there as well, which. And I don't understand the agreement that the Jaguars have with the league.
Well, and I don't know what inside.
We don't know the inside,
but
there's
going
to be some revenue sharing that is going to go back to the local revenue of Jacksonville, which is why Mark Lamping says this makes us even stronger.
They want to take that game, if it's possible, and grow it bigger than it already is.
But understandably, that has been a concept that has frightened a lot of people in Jacksonville.
You're right.
And I think yesterday was a major step toward negating that fear.
And the one thing I will say is that last night I went home and later on in the evening I went to read all of what the response was from the presentation yesterday. And it's hard to read something and fully understand what the presentation exactly was. Am I correct? Did you guys read the clips from today, what were written about it?
Yeah.
And I would recommend to all fans of the Jaguars and people in Jacksonville, go to jaguars.com. Okay, and it's up. State of the Jaguars, 2013. It's on the website, and you can watch what we saw firsthand yesterday yourself at the website.
I thought it was interesting that Shad took time during the presentation to say, to basically compliment Mark on the job that it had been done. You might say, well, it was his presentation too, but I thought it was a remarkably well-done presentation in the sense that we've all been at those kind of presentations where halfway through you're like,
can we get this
boy,
over
when is this going to end? Yeah. And from start to finish, I think you learned. I think you were engaged.
I never got bored.
It did a great job of getting through the message that often in that situation gets lost.
It was interesting. I was talking to one of the producers for Dial Global Sports last night, and he brought up the new logo and said he watched it on the NFL.
NFL.com.
NFL.com. And he said how cool. Man, it looks very cool. Cool stuff happening. And so – this is good because, listen, one of the things that needs to happen is we need to win. And we'll talk about that for the rest of the show. But we also, what I appreciate, what Shad is, through Shad's leadership, what Mark has done, is the goal of both, obviously starts with Shad, of saying we're going to not just sit back here and be poor little old Jacksonville hidden in the corner and act like we are, you know,
the redheaded stepchild.
Yeah, the stepchild of this whole thing. Is we are going to promote ourselves. We're going to put a better product on the field.
We're going to be proud.
We're going to be proud.
We're going to be bold.
We're going to be bold. We're going to be committed. And we're going to stand united. But we're going to, whether it's the scoreboard, how we do things in London, how we present ourselves. I'm excited to see what we do with the jerseys. I know that's going to be down the road. It's going to be, I think you're going to start getting the perception, which we have fought, and we have fought hard to change, but we continue to fight. That is going to slowly start to change in the favor of the franchise.
All right. Well, I get a lot of email, and I get a lot of emails. Some asking, what have they been doing all year? How things changed under Shad? Well, I think it was pretty clear yesterday for anybody who hadn't been paying attention what they've been doing all year.
It's just a matter of patience because big things take time to get to, and that's obviously the beginning of it yesterday. When we come back, throw a thought out there about the logo, the scoreboard, some of the more material things from yesterday's news conference, and then we'll start talking football. You're listening to Jaguars This Week, and now you listen to Joe.
Thank you, Brian Sexton. Fans, are you getting your Jaguars rewards? Just sign up at rewards.jaguars.com. You'll get cash back or credit for future season ticket purchases every time you shop online using the Jaguars Rewards website. That's rewards.jaguars.com. Check it out. Want to talk to the guys? 355-NFL1, 1-800-355-NFL1. Jaguars This Week presented by Aetna rolls on right here on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back to Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna. This portion of Jaguars This Week is brought to you by our good friends at Fanatics.com.
Thanks, Joe. Welcome back. Brian Sexton, Jeff Loggeman, Tony Buscelli, John Osher. You can join us 355-NFL-1, 800-355-6351. A couple of quick thoughts, and then we'll move on towards football and take some calls and questions. You all have been around here, John, I mean, as long as anyone, since the original logo. When did they do
the original one that got battled in court?
When the original, original?
Well,
the original.
You were the original, original. You were, and I got here just as they were finishing the court, and they changed it in the spring of 95. So it was before you guys actually got here as players, but that's the only logo that you knew. So your thoughts on the new logo and how it makes you feel?
I got asked that question right afterwards, and I was very few times I get stumped. I was stumped because I'm like, he was like, the person who asked me wanted to like me to be mad or like I
right.
was disappointed. And I was like, it's the logo. I mean, I like the old one.
Sure.
I like the new one. And I think it's great. I think change is good. I think it signifies a new era. I think moving forward, I think it's very cool. I think it's a lot of energy. And as I told somebody, I had someone tell me they didn't like the, they were upset. They didn't like the new logo because they liked the old one and the tradition. And as I quickly told them, I said, in 60 days, you won't remember what the old logo looks like.
That's precisely right. And it's really more of an evolution anyway. It's not a new logo.
And I mean, that's the other thing. I was actually a little bit surprised. I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was going to be a bigger change. And I think it's more of a – and I think Mark said it perfectly. It's more of a – and Shad alluded to it, saying, listen, we weren't going to throw out the old logo. It's going to be a modification, a evolution to a more sporty and – ferocious looking logo, and I think it was great. I mean, I'm not this guy. Like, I don't know if he wanted me to be offended or something. I'm like, he said, "Well, you guys did so much." I said, "That doesn't change what we did."
No,
I'm not offended. I think it's great. I'm more excited about this organization and the direction and what Shad and Mark and the leadership on that side. Again, we'll talk about football later. I think it's exciting. I think it's fun. New things are cool. I mean, and as one person told me, that they're excited about the new logo because he says, now we have throwback jerseys.
Right.
I thought it was significant that they didn't completely scrap the old logo. Shad and Mark clearly wanted to have a connection to the past. They didn't want to cut that off. You wanted to modernize it. You know, and besides, if you're that upset about it, it's, I don't say just a logo because it's important, but it's not something, I mean, the vitriol I've been getting on this subject is just amazing. It's good they feel passion, but relax. Take a deep breath. As Tony said, in 2 months, you're not going to remember what the
logo looks like. And I actually think it's a very cool logo.
It's a very good logo.
I think the typing above is, I like it much better.
Yeah.
The bold. I think that's cool. I like the sleek.
I never liked the underline on the Jaguars where you got to the S and the J and it had that little jut out like it was underline. I never liked that. And we're talking, we're really nitpicking here.
Sure.
But the one thing that I do like about the new Jaguars logo, because teal is going to be kind of an afterthought once we get a chance to see the new logo or the new uniforms, which I guess are going to be released in April around the draft.
Right.
I'm glad that you went from having teal in only one spot to now you have teal in the eyes, the nose, and the tongue, because that's going to be really,
about
my
it.
Guess, about the only link to that color once the new uniforms are released.
But again, keeping the link to the past. This organization did need a breath of fresh air.
Absolutely.
It needed some change. So you keep the homage to the past, and you look forward, and things change. This is not a dramatic, let's put 2012 and everything else behind and never remember.
And Schott has never done that. No one's ever alluded to that.
I
think Schott has done a great job of respecting what this franchise has done. Set aside the troubles the last couple years, but the history of it, I think he's embraced it and wants to tie to it. I think he's been great with past players. And I would tell people, you want to see radical change? You see what the old Pittsburgh Steelers uniforms looked like? That's a radical change to where we are now.
The Bears, the Packers.
That's radical. I mean, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that's a radical change of basically cutting off the past and saying we're the same with the Patriots when they did it when Bob Kraft took it. Can anyone remember what the old Seahawks logo even looked like? I mean, you talk about radical changes. If you're looking as far as changes in, I think the way they did it, and it talks about how they handled the press conference yesterday, it's a very classy, nice transition to where they want to go and where in a freshness
while
still having the basic premise of what the Jaguars logo is.
Hey, if we end up getting the biggest video boards
the league, how cool would that be?
Is anybody going to talk about the logo?
No. And you know what? I liked it. I want to see it as part of the whole uniform, and we'll see that in April.
I'll just say this. The logo is great. I mean, it's a logo. I think it's important. It's your mark. It's your symbol. I think it is important. The coolest thing to me yesterday was that Jags patch.
Yep.
I want a T-shirt and a hat.
I want a hat.
I want both.
I want a hat.
I want a golf shirt that I can wear around with that. I mean, I think that is a cool.
How about a tattoo?
And my wife won't let me.
I'm just telling you right now, I can't wait to see the uniform release because that is going to be dramatic.
And I've heard it's really cool.
And I haven't seen it.
I haven't either.
But I've heard
it's really cool.
That this is going to be.
And you know what? I don't
want
to see it. Everyone says, have you seen the logo yet? And I said, no, I don't want it. I want to wait till it's unveiled.
The phrase, people are going to go over the top excited when they see it, was used with me with the uniform. They're
going to
be over
the
top excited. So, and that's just a couple months away.
But I'll say this, and I guess people are more excited about uniforms now than ever. I mean, you look at Oregon and some of the things that, and kids love it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like
retailers love it.
Retailers love it. It's great for business. I went to USC, which has pretty much been the same jersey forever. I mean, it's pretty basic. And I was mad this year when they changed their shoes and went away from the black shoes. I'm like, that's ridiculous. So, I mean.
Traditionalist.
And so my point is, it's a jersey. As a player, I'm going to put it on whether no matter what it looks like. But I'm excited. I think it's cool. I'm excited because the fans are going to be excited. The kids are. Listen.
Go back to how we started the show.
And listen, part of this is let's sell some merchandise. I want to see more kids wearing Jaguar hats and Jaguar jerseys and Jaguar gear. That's why I like that Jag thing. I think kids are going to wear that.
Oh,
people wear
will.
It.
You've energized.
I mean, that's cool.
You've energized the city and the fan base.
Absolutely. Smart.
After
it's called
a 2-14 season.
Very smart.
That's a very difficult thing to do, and they did it in big-time style yesterday. All right, we'll break for news, Joe.
All right, gang. Aetna's mobile app lets you view claims and access your family's medical history anytime, anywhere. And Aetna's payment estimator lets you see and compare costs ahead of time. Check them out at Aetna.com. Aetna, no more, get better. You'll know more and get better about all things Jaguars with Jaguars This Week as we roll on right here on Jaguars Radio. Well, you could be rewarded just for being social at the new Jaguars Social League. Sign up, sync your social media platforms at Jaguars.com/Social League, You can earn points every time you post something Jaguars and then use those points to win great prizes, including a chance to win tickets to that sold-out game in London in October, Brian Sexton.
All right, Joe, welcome back. Jaguars This Week, Brian Sexton, along with Jeff Lagerman, Tony Puccelli, John Osher, J.P. Shadrick's here, Joe Fortunato. Got a couple of phone calls. Let's grab Josh, who joins us from Orange Park first. Hello, Josh. How are you tonight?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Lots. We're good. Thanks.
Yeah, I just had a couple comments on the some criticisms that I've heard about the logo that I just don't think are warranted. I mean, first, you know, people are saying, oh, well, they need to focus on what's going on the field and get new players and things. But, I mean, Jaguars organization could walk and chew gum at the same time. You know, the draft's 2 months off. Same thing with free agency. I mean, there's not much they can do about the field. You know, I think Paul Kaharski tweeted out something similar to that effect last night, too. I like the logo. I think it's pretty good. And then I think we have to face facts, too. There's a segment of the Jacksonville community that isn't going to be happy unless they change the logo to the Fighting Tebow's. I mean, I think it's a good logo, so, you know.
That's an interesting thought.
It's an interesting way to bring Tebow in.
Well, listen, here's the deal. For people who think they should be focusing on the field, let me give you a little kind of insight and maybe a little instruction how an NFL franchise works. Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley had nothing to do with the branding of this, and they have everything to do with the football. And Mark Lamping, who is in charge of all business and is the president of the organization, isn't going to be telling Dave Caldwell who to pick as the next Jaguar player, the second pick.
Completely different hallway.
He is in charge of all operations of how to make this thing successful. And so that is – it's really stupid to make that – or no, that's not fair.
Uninformed.
It's ignorant. To say that,
that yes, I like that's uninformed. Much better.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. We're just trying to be more accurate in my.
Thank you for
adjectives.
Being nice.
Thank you. It makes no sense. I mean, they have nothing to do with each other. So, the football stuff. Trust me, Dave Caldwell, Gus Bradley, their staffs, the scouts, the assistant coaches are spending much longer hours than anybody realizes already evaluating the current roster. Breaking down the draft, starting to get ready for the combine, pro day workouts, evaluating who possibly will be free agents. You really don't know that until contracts are signed. That is well underway. And so fret not. Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley did not lose any time evaluating football decisions.
Weeks before they were even hired.
With what the logo was going to look like or what the tagline was going to be or how big the scoreboard hopefully will be in the near future.
And as far as the people, I mean, yes, there's been some kickback on people not liking the logo. Anytime you introduce anything new,
gosh,
there's going to be a faction of people who don't like it, faction of people who do. Eventually people get used to it. I don't think anybody's worried about
listen,
that.
Listen, here's the I important mean,
listen,
thing.
Listen, Log's wife makes the best pecan pie, and I hope my wife's not listening. Cause
I like how you say that, pecan pie.
She makes great pie, and if we had 100 people in here, we'd find some goofball that said it's no good.
It's no
well,
good.
I don't like it. It just that's life. I mean, people just have different personalities and different tastes.
Here's the important thing about the logo. Did your kids like it?
Loved it.
Tony, did your kids like it?
I told you what they thought.
John, your teenage son?
Well, my kid's 16. He didn't like anything.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Well said. Well said.
How about Dylan?
I got a 50-year-old.
He didn't
to
see
that.
It. He's been a little under the weather.
Okay.
No, I think. Listen, people. Some people are going to like it. Some aren't going to like it. That's life. I mean, that's
right.
Life. I mean, it's not. It's a subjective decision whether you like a logo. You know, like John thinks he dresses nice. I mean, we look at him, we don't think he does. John likes his shoes. Jeff thinks they look like they're you know from 1955. I mean, that's just subjective. I mean, who knows who's right? Right.
I'd rather see
moving
him.
On.
I'd personally rather see him in what were those shoes they wore back in the 50s, Joe?
Penny loafers?
No.
Why asking me that?
Because you're the only one who was born in the 50s.
The white and black ones, what are they called?
Spats?
No. No.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I don't know what they're called.
I'm trying to think. I'd rather see you in something like that, Joe.
All right, we've stalled out. Let's keep
but
going.
Anyway.
But anyway.
But
had enough.
But, you know, I was asked by probably the same guy about the logo yesterday. You know, it was a reporter. And on camera. And
yeah,
he
same,
asked me,
it was the exact same guy.
And my whole thing was, hey, look, I like it. I like the old one. I like the new one.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I
you
said.
Know? But here's what I like. Winning. Winning is what I like more than logos. Because if you win,
you
everybody likes it.
355-NFL-1. Let's grab Tom next on his mobile phone. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you guys for taking the call. I just wanted to say one thing. I like what the Jaguars are doing, and my partner and I have been season ticket holders forever, and they're moving at a good pace. Shad Khan is doing things that are good for the franchise, and the logo, whatever it may be, it's all good. It's like your family. We're season ticket holders. The Jaguars are our family. No matter what they do, we're going to be behind them, and we want them to succeed, and we think they will succeed. So I like that part of it. And then my real question was to Tony about Team Teal, if that organization is still going to be around after this year. It didn't seem to be anything talked about it now.
You know, we are currently in discussions and talking about what that's going to look like. Obviously, our fan engagement is going to be just as important as it's ever been. I mean, one of the things that Mark talked about was the fan forums. The dates were put up there. I don't have them in front of me, but... there's 5 dates starting late February, early March, where we're going to be going out and interacting with the fan base. And so we're very excited about that. Whether it will be called Team Teal or what, I don't think we've landed on that. All the efforts internally have been focused on the new logo, Stand United, the bold, the commitment, and what was the third?
Proud.
Proud, thank you. About those and how we're moving forward as an organization. And so what exactly it'll be called, what the specifics of what it'll look like, we're still talking about that. But as far as the essence of what Team Teal was and why it was successful, and the fact that we realize as an organization how important the fan base is and interacting with that fan base will not change this year or any time in the future.
I was going to say, you don't want it to change.
You need that
grassroots.
And we did it last year. We did the caravan. It was successful. We loved it. And everyone in this building, all the way from Shad to the, you know, to every single employee understands.
To John.
To me.
John.
I was good thinking, to say it.
Thank you. To John.
Line of the night. Hey, you got to cash him out for that one. That was perfect.
Completely appreciates and the fan base and the importance and wants to be around them and a part them to be a part of this organization. I thought Mark and Shaw did a great job of explaining that, even in the United We Stand, and mm-hmm. that whole concept that it's not just us in this building or just the players. It's the entire community. It's the corporate sponsors. It's the individual fans. It's the season ticket holders.
It's the military. It's everything.
It's the military. It's all of us that make Jacksonville great. So that's a long answer to say that we will continue to interact with the fan base. How the program worked this year, we haven't.
Like the logo, it's evolving.
It's evolving. We have not nailed that down quite yet.
All right, 355-NFL-1, 800-355-6351. The phone lines have exploded here on a Wednesday night in February. I mean, that normally this is one of those months where it's a little bit slow. We're not quite to the draft, free agency, any of that. But Joe has just been busy with calls, and they range from the logo to Tim Tebow. And so we'll take them after this break. I mean, God help us.
Well, season ticket owners, the Jaguars Refer a Fan program is designed to put money in your pocket. You're invited to refer friends to become Jaguars multi-year season ticket owners in return for a cash referral fee. For more info on joining the Refer a Fan program, just call the Jaguars ticket office 904-633-2000 or visit jaguars.com. Jaguars This Week presented by Aetna rolls on right here on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back to Jaguars This Week presented by Aetna. I want to talk to the guys, real easy to do. Our Metro PCS call-in lines, 355-NFL-1, that's 355-6351. Anywhere else in this great country, 1-800-355-NFL-1.
All right, rolling right along here. A lot of our callers chose not to hang through the break, but you know, the Tebow caller did. So let's grab Mary from the north side. Hello, Mary.
Hi there. How y'all doing today?
Good, thank you.
First, I wanted to tell you, it's pecan pie, not...
Pecan.
Thank you, Mary.
That is a southern... And Loggeman's loving it.
So you want to hear something funny, Mary?
If you
ask me and my wife, who are not from... We're southerners now, but we didn't grow up in the South.
Same with me.
It's pecan pie. If you ask my kids, who are southern-born and southern-raised, and...
It's pecan pie.
This was a debate in this studio at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
I'll tell you this,
you
Mary.
You just want it for logs.
Mary, I'll tell you right now, pecan or pecan,
it tastes good.
I'm going to eat it no matter what.
Especially if Misty makes it.
I make a real good one, too.
One Everbank Stadium place.
Yeah, don't be afraid to bring it down the studio.
All Mary's got to do is talk while it's cooking.
Oh.
There you go. There you go. Well, what I have a question about is, why not Tebow? I mean, we need inspiration. Everybody is dying to see him play. We're so disappointed he left the Broncos and, you know, sat on the sideline with the Jets. Why not bring him to town? Pack the stadium out.
Mary?
I would be a season ticket holder just to see him play.
Why Mary, not be a season ticket holder without him being here?
And I'll say this, Mary. As much as I love the fact that you'll make me some pecan pie, or pecan pie, either way. I just can't disagree with you more in the sense of, number one, putting a great football team on the field. Number one, our fans are amazing. We had 64,000 people on average a game, and we were not a very good ball club last year, and hats off to our fan base. We already have a great fan base, whoever's here. The goal of this franchise is to put a great team on the football field. And you don't do that just so you think a portion of the fan base wants a certain player that you don't think that, through evaluation, right or wrong, you don't think is a part of that plan. And as far as I'm concerned, the Tebow issue is put to bed. David Caldwell, from day one, said he does not see any scenario where Tim Tebow would be a part of this franchise. Doesn't mean we don't like Tim. Doesn't mean we don't respect him. And I know for me, I'll speak for myself, I wish him the best, and I hope he has success wherever he goes. But I just don't – it's just not going to be here with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
As J.P. Shadrick said, that ship has sailed.
Yeah. It's just disappointing. We just want to see him play so bad.
Can I ask you a question,
and,
Mary?
I mean,
if you want to see him play and he was here and he played 4 or 5 snaps a game, which is – Jeff, am I wrong? That's about what he did with the Jets.
Yeah.
Would you still,
when he was on punt team, maybe 8.
Yeah, I mean, so would you still be interested, even if his role was minimal? And it was minimal. Would you pay to see him with a jersey on if he's not playing?
Yeah, I hate to tell you, yeah.
Well, Mary, let me tell you what, Mary. I hope you become a season ticket fan, a season ticket holder.
We used to go see Tony Boselli.
Well, I appreciate that. Let me tell you what. I believe David Caldwell. I believe in Shad Khan more. I mean, just the leadership that he's put in place. Just like Mark Lamping and the outstanding job he has done on the overall direction of this franchise, I believe David Caldwell is the same type of leader. I think he'll do a great job, and I believe you're going to be a season ticket holder again because you're going to be proud of this franchise.
Well, we support him even during the losing times. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. I'm a Gator fan too. And
I would have never guessed that, Mary. I would have never guessed you were a Gator fan. I thought you were a Seminole fan.
But if you like football, you know what I'm saying, you like it all. And I just, you know, we just are dying to see him play. We even got the NFL
package. You're going to have to get on a plane then.
You might have to go to Canada.
I was just about to say, the Canadian Football League starts playing in the summer.
I mean, I'm not trying to be funny.
No, but that's probably where he ends up if they end up releasing him. And you know what? It worked just fine for Warren Moon, for
Joe Theismann.
They're trading him, though. That's what the Jets said.
Yeah.
To the Stampeders, man.
Yeah, the Rough Riders in Calgary. It worked just fine for those guys, and they were able to come back and resurrect an NFL career based on their time up there. So maybe that one will work.
And I wish the best for Tim. I like Tim. I really do. I like him. I think he's a great guy, and I hope he does really well wherever he goes.
And, Mary, the best thing you said, pecan.
Yeah. Yeah, I just had to shut up because he was glaring at me when I said pecan earlier. So you just won the debate for logs, so at least you got that going for you, Mayor. 3 minutes left in the program here this evening. Probably not enough time to field any more phone calls.
One thing we didn't talk about, though, was
whether whipped cream goes on the side or whether you put it on the pie?
It goes on.
It needs
nothing.
Okay. Either way.
But, you know, about
get
the,
some in here? Tonight?
Some of the ink. Well, you want some? We still got plenty of pecans.
Yes, please.
We don't have any pecans, but we got plenty of pecans.
Have Missy make that pecan pie and I'll eat it.
But, you know, the thing that they talked about with some of the ticket price increases in small sections in certain areas was increasing some of the design of the stadium and the setup. They were talking about doing those little mini loge tables around mid-level.
Yeah, very cool.
They were talking about doing on-field seating. Yeah, on-field and field-level seating. I mean, some of those things, I mean, that's cool stuff,
designed to give people who can afford that
increase revenue
the chance to buy that and keep the prices down for the people who can't afford that. So
it's a genius.
Again,
move.
Creative stuff and stuff.
That's the kind of thing you need to do. And I like that. I mean, that's forward thinking. That's innovative thinking.
They're also doubling the $35 tickets, from what I understand.
Yes.
Which I guess are very popular. Right. So,
die hard then.
You know, they're working at it and trying to figure out a way to make this work. And I think we saw yesterday that they're coming up with some ways that should work.
Did we get to the scoreboard? I can't recall.
Yeah, we did.
Briefly.
We talked about it briefly.
Okay.
You know, and I guess it's a possibility this year. And, I didn't know this. But
Shot more along the lines of 2014 is the realistic date.
And I always assumed that the Cowboys Stadium had the biggest screen, but it does not.
Yeah, the Texans are redoing theirs.
No, it's going to be the new Texan screen, not
okay,
the current
that,
one.
Okay, theirs is going to be the biggest.
Yep, they're doing them this spring.
And so their vision is to have the biggest in the league, period.
Which I believe will be the biggest in all professional sports anywhere.
Anywhere in the world when they're unveiled.
And right, and that south end zone would be perfect for it. Yep. That way you've got, you know, you're not having to have the sun glare into it. I mean, it would be perfect on that side.
And they're going to do one on the north one, too?
Yeah, I think it'll look good on the north side, too.
But it wouldn't be as big. The south end zone one, the rendering that I saw,
okay,
and maybe it's just the way it looked and the way the drawing looked.
Put it this way, they're both going to be huge.
But the south one looked to be bigger.
I think I almost got more comments about the scoreboard than I did the logo today.
I got more on the logo.
Okay.
Yeah.
People are excited.
I hang around very fashionable people. I went around Osher all day.
Well, I think people get excited.
Oh, he's on fire.
Okay.
He's picking on you.
But people are excited about the scoreboard for the right reason, in that it sends the proper message and it sets the tone for what these guys want for this city and this stadium, and that's important.
All right. That'll do it.
I thought yesterday was exciting. I can't wait until the uniforms come out. The unveiling of them.
I'm excited for the draft. I'm excited for it all.
We talk football next week.
Good.
Because you're getting ready to go to the combine.
Yes, I am.
All right. So we've got plenty to talk about next week on Jaguars This Week. Have a great night, everybody.